Once upon a time, a rich and selfish old king had an enchanted donkey with very large and drooping ears. Every night when the donkey was asleep, the king had only to enter the splendid stall where the donkey was kept and say,
L-M-N-O-P-Q, let us have some gold from you.
And a shower of golden coins would tumble from the donkey's ears. Well, with all this gold, King Common was generally able to get whatever he wanted. However, in his castle lived a young princess from a neighboring kingdom, whose parents had died when she was quite young. All the while she was growing up, the king had never noticed her. Then one day, he suddenly realized she'd become a very beautiful young lady.
Well, young lady, let's see now. Your name is Donita, isn't it?
Yes, your majesty.
You have grown to be very beautiful, Princess Donita. So lovely, in fact, I have decided to marry you. When would you like to have the wedding?
What?
I said, when would you like to have the wedding?
But, your majesty, this is impossible. You're joking. I can't marry you.
Can't? What's that?
I can't possibly marry you. I don't love you.
Don't love me? Oh, now see here, that's ridiculous, preposterous. I'm the king. Not only that, I'm rich.
Your majesty, please. Perhaps it's just all so sudden. Would you give me a little time? Let me think about it, till tomorrow at least.
Let you think? Well, I guess there's no harm in that. All right, but tomorrow morning I'll have your answer, and it had better be yes.
Well, there was just one thing the king didn't know. He didn't know that the Princess Donita had a fairy godmother. That night, when everyone in the castle was asleep, Donita got into a little cart drawn by a big sheep and went to consult her fairy godmother, who lived in the middle of the forest.
Whoa! Whoa! Fairy godmother? Oh, fairy godmother!
Good evening, dear child.
Oh, fairy godmother, I had to come to see you.
I know what you have come to tell me, Donita. And if you don't wish to marry King Carmen, I will tell you how to avoid it. Ask him to give you a dress that is made of moonbeams.
Fairy godmother, how clever of you. A dress of moonbeams. Oh, of course he won't be able to get that. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Giddy up. Giddy up.
Everything will be fine now, Donita. Just follow my advice.
Yes, of course, fairy godmother. A dress of moonbeams.
A dress of moonbeams? Moonbeams. All right. Very well. Lord Chamberlain, summon all the weavers and dressmakers in the kingdom.
Yes, your majesty.
Inform them that I would have a gown made of moonbeams without an instant's delay, or off with their heads.
A gown of moonbeams, or... Yes, your majesty.
And without an instant's delay. Donita.
Yes, your majesty.
I will summon you when it is ready, and we will set our wedding date.
Yes, sire. When it is ready, we will set our wedding date.
Well, Donita, I guess you didn't expect to hear from me quite so soon.
Your weavers and dressmakers have given up, sire. They find they are unable to make a dress of moonbeams.
On the contrary. Lord Chamberlain, bring forth the gown of moonbeams.
Yes, your majesty. Here it is.
Oh, no!
You seem surprised, Donita. But it is beautiful, is it not? Just what you asked for.
Yes. Yes, it's beautiful as a dream. And just what I asked for.
Very well, then. When will you marry me?
Oh, your majesty, please, may I have just one more day? May I tell you tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow? Well, you are so beautiful when you plead, Donita. Yes, you can tell me tomorrow.
Mm. Hurry. Just a little farther now, and we'll be there. Ah, yes. Whoa now, whoa. Fairy godmother. Oh, fairy godmother, the most awful thing.
Yes, yes, I know, dear child. Really most embarrassing for me. Fairy godmothers aren't supposed to make mistakes like this. I was sure he couldn't get you a dress of moonbeams.
But he did. And now he says I must marry him. And, oh, fairy godmother, I don't love him. What shall I do?
All right, now, all right. Don't be so distressed. Tomorrow, ask the king for a dress made of sunbeams. And I shall be surprised indeed if he manages that.
A dress of sunbeams?
That's right. And I'm sure everything will be all right now.
Well, Donita did as her fairy godmother told her. Once again, the king summoned all the weavers and dressmakers of the kingdom. 2 days passed, then a week. Then the king summoned Princess Donita to his council room.
Well, Donita, this request was a little more difficult, I must admit.
Your weavers weren't able to accomplish it, Your Majesty?
On the contrary. Lord Chamberlain!
Yes, Your Majesty.
Oh, it dazzles me so. I can't look.
Yes, one truly needs smoked glasses to look at it. A dress made of sunbeams, just as you requested. So, now, when will we be married?
Oh, Your Majesty, Oh, dear, what can I do?
Come now, Donita. I've been very patient and almost set the kingdom on its ear granting your requests. If you say you can't tell me till tomorrow, I'm afraid I'll be very angry.
Oh, Your Majesty, no, no. I wasn't going to ask that. Just the dress is so blindingly bright, my eyes hurt. Could I retire to my room for just a moment? I'll be back very soon.
Well, all right, all right. Go bathe your eyes and rest them a moment.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty.
But I will be waiting right here for your return and your answer, Donita.
Yes, Your Majesty. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Fairy godmother.
Now, now, Donita, don't give up hope. I came to you at once, knowing you needed advice immediately.
Well, really, you needn't have bothered. The advice you've given me so far has been anything but help.
Now, Donita, no reproaches, please. I'm as upset as you are. More.
You don't have to marry him.
Now, Donita, I have it. Here's a request he won't be able to grant in all the world. Go in now and ask him for the skin of his enchanted donkey.
The skin of the donkey who gives him all the gold?
Yes, that's right. He'll never, never consent to kill that magic creature. Go on in and ask him for the skin right now, my dear, and all will be well.
What's that? You insist, Donita?
That's right, Your Majesty. I just won't be able to believe you really love me unless you're willing to grant that request.
Very well, then. Lord Chamberlain, go order the donkey to be sacrificed and the skin brought to Princess Donita at once.
Oh, this is dreadful. It doesn't matter what I say.
No, I'm determined to have you for my bride. You shall have the skin within an hour, Donita, and we shall be married tomorrow.
Come in.
The king bade me bring you this, Your Highness. The donkey skin you asked for. He asks me to inform you also that the wedding ceremony will be at 10 tomorrow morning. Your servant, ma'am.
Ten tomorrow morning.
Take heart, Donita. I'm here.
Take heart? Oh, fairy godmother, this time you really needn't have bothered. Oh, I can't bear it.
Now, stop crying, Donita.
Will you word any help?
All right, I admit it. But now I've come to tell you what you must do if you'd rather not marry the king.
Rather not? Oh, I'd rather die.
Oh, well, very well, then. Now stop crying at once. Wrap yourself in this donkey skin. Leave the palace and go as far away as you can. Come now.
Wrap myself in that donkey skin?
It's your only chance.
Oh, all right. I'll do it. I have it around me.
Now, you must slip out of the palace.
And go as far as I can. And then just be a wanderer the rest of my life?
Now, listen to me. Your dresses and jewels you must leave behind, of course. But this I can do for you. If you stamp on the ground 3 times, wherever you may be, you will be clothed in your loveliest gown at once.
If I stamp on the ground 3 times?
That's right. But I wouldn't advise you to do it too often or too soon. The king is going to be looking everywhere for you. Now come, you must go quickly. There's no time to lose.
Oh, I'm so tired, so terribly tired. There's a woman there in that chicken yard. Perhaps she'll be kind. Please, madam, may I speak to you?
Good heavens. What an odd-looking creature.
Oh, madam, if you could overlook my strange dress and take pity, I would be too thankful for words. I'm hungry, dreadfully hungry, and so tired. I've been running and hiding in the woods for days now.
Running and hiding? What have you done that you have to hide?
Oh, nothing wrong, madam. Please believe me. And I will gladly do whatever kind of work you ask, if you could give me food and shelter in exchange.
It just so happens I do need somebody to take care of these chickens and turkeys and wash up in the kitchen. And to judge by your clothes, you wouldn't be too fine for the work.
Oh, no, I'll do it gladly.
What's your name?
My name... I'm afraid I can't tell you.
Now, come now, girl. If you don't speak up, I'll have no choice but to call you, Donkey Skin for that ugly skin you've draped around you.
All right, then. Call me Donkey Skin.
Good enough, Donkey Skin. Go along now to the kitchen and get yourself something to eat, and then we'll see how good a worker you are. In spite of looking such a freak, Donkey Skin.
And so the Princess Donita went to work on the farm and was known to all as Donkey Skin. But it was a hard, sad life for a maiden who'd been reared as a princess. And often when her work was done, she would close herself in her little attic room and sob bitterly. Then one day...
Oh, the worst of all is this terrible Donkey Skin. If only just once I could be dressed like a princess again. Oh, clean and cool and... My goodness. Good heavens. What was it my fairy godmother told me just before I left the castle? Stamp 3 times? I wish for the gown of moonbeams. And oh... it on. Oh, how lovely. I shall pretend. Let's see. I'm waiting for the most handsome prince in the world to come take me to the ball. Oh, yes. He's tall and dark and handsome. And we'll dance and dance and dance.
Meanwhile, all unbeknownst to Donita, royal visitors have ridden up to the farmhouse, and one of them is none other than a handsome young prince named Leonardo. Tired from hunting, he and his party ask food and drink. And then, after resting, Leonardo goes wandering around the old farmhouse. Idly curious, he wanders from floor to floor, till finally he comes to the door to Donita's room.
Now we whirl and twirl. Oh, what fun it is to pretend.
Filled with surprise, the prince opened the door quietly and saw Donita in all her loveliness. Then someone called him. and he had to leave. But his brain was whirling with questions.
Mistress Kate, I must know, who is she? Why does she hide as she does? Why did she not join my father and me at luncheon?
Your Highness, I'm afraid I don't... who is who?
The lovely maiden. Lovelier than any I've ever seen. Oh, beautiful as moonbeams. Tell me her name. Ask her if she will not leave her room and allow me to meet her.
Your Highness, I can't imagine. There's no lovely maiden here at the farm.
Oh, I knew we rode too long in the sun. You've a fever, my son.
Nonsense, Father. It's not the sun. I'm not out of my wits. I tell you, I saw her.
Where, Your Highness? Only tell me where.
In the room at the end of the hall on the top floor.
The room at the end? On the top floor? Oh, Your Highness, the scullery maid sleeps there. The dirtiest, most miserable creature in all the world. We call her Donkey Skin.
What? But I know it was there that I saw the maiden so lovely. I vow now I'll marry her and no other.
All right, my boy. We ride back to the castle at once where you can rest and recover from your fever. Come.
Oh, my son, my dear, dear Leonardo, please take the medicine the doctor left.
No, Mother, I want no medicine. Medicine will not help.
But you have a raging fever, son.
Yes, yes, I know I have a fever now from tormenting myself with the mystery. Who was the beautiful maiden I saw?
Son, you saw no beautiful maiden. The farm wife swears there is none. Only a scullery maid who's called Donkey Skin.
And so you think I was suffering from hallucinations? From a sunstroke? But I wasn't, I tell you, I wasn't. Oh, how can I convince you? I saw the maiden that I want to marry.
Son, son, please. Oh, I can't stand to see you like this. Every hour you grow more excited, more violent. And not one morsel of food have you eaten since you returned from that wretched farm.
Mother, I'll tell you what I will eat.
Oh, what, son, what?
If you could get me a cake baked by the hand of Donkey Skin.
Baked by...
Donkey Skin?
Oh, son, son, you don't know what you say.
Never mind, husband, never mind. It's the whim of a sick man. If that's what he wants, that he shall have. Send out a page to the farm at once.
I'll admit it's beyond me. But that's what the messenger from the castle said. You're to bake a cake, Donkey Skin.
For... the Prince Leonardo? Oh, tell me, Mistress Kate, what is he like?
What's he like? Blah, tall, dark, handsome as a dream. And what a prince like him is thinking of wanting a creature like you to bake a cake for him, I can't think. But he's ill, terribly ill. It's another crazy fancy, like thinking he saw a beautiful maiden in your room when he was here.
He thought he saw a beautiful maiden?
Dressed in a gown of moonbeams. Oh, poor boy.
Oh, I will bake a cake for him, Mistress Kate. But I must be all alone in the kitchen.
Oh, very well. But be quick about that cake, Donkey Skin. The page from the castle is waiting.
Tall, dark, handsome. Why, he sounds like the very prince I was dreaming of. I know. I know just what I'll do. I wish for the gown of moonbeams. Ah, how wonderful it feels. But is the emerald ring on my finger? Ah, yes, it came with the magic, just as I'd hoped. A lovely shining ring. So, little ring, I'll take you off my finger. Drop you into the mixing bowl. And now... now I'll mix the cake for the prince.
Husband, husband.
Wife, what is it?
Leonardo.
I thought he was better after we brought him that cake he desired so.
Oh, he was, husband, and it was a beautiful cake, I'll admit it. I can't think how a scullery maid accomplished it. But, oh, husband, in the very last piece Leonardo ate, just now... he found a beautiful emerald ring.
Oh.
And now, oh dear, he's beside himself again.
We must find her. We must find her.
Leonardo, you shouldn't be up.
But, Mother, Now I've hope of solving the mystery and curing all my fever and torment. I've a clue to the identity of my beautiful maiden. This ring. Send out a proclamation, Father. Ask every maiden in the kingdom to come to the castle and try on the ring. The one whose finger it fits is the one I love. I know it. Well, well, bring on the next maiden.
My son, I am sorry. That was the last of them.
What?
Yes, Leonardo. Every maiden in the kingdom now has tried to fit the emerald ring on her finger and failed.
Every maiden but the scullery maid? I have not seen the scullery maid known as Donkey Skin.
Oh, son, you cannot want to see her. She came with the others, yes, but it is impossible that the ring would fit on her.
She came? She's still here? Call her at once. I swore I would see everyone.
Well, send in the maid called Donkey Skin.
The maid called Donkey Skin.
Yes, sire. Here I am.
Oh, she is impossible.
Please, Mother. Come forward, Donkey Skin.
Yes, Your Highness.
Would you please stretch forth your hand, Donkey Skin?
Why, she has a soft, white hand.
The ring fits.
The ring fits her?
Yes, it is my ring, Your Majesties. And I am the maiden you seek, Prince Leonardo. Just a moment, and perhaps you will recognize me. I wish for the gown of moonbeams.
My princess, the vision I saw at the farm.
It's magic. She's transformed.
She's lovely.
Oh, lovely princess. Why were you wearing that donkey skin?
It's a long story, Prince Leonardo. I fled from a selfish king who swore to marry me despite the fact that I did not love him.
What king were you fleeing?
King Carmen of the kingdom across the river.
King Carmen? Why, we know him.
He was married only last month to a wealthy duchess.
He'd married another? He no longer seeks me?
You have nothing more to fear from him, princess. But, princess, does it fill you with dismay to think of marrying me?
Dismay? Oh, no. On the contrary.
Good heavens! Who's that?
Saints above, a little lady appears by magic.
Oh, for goodness sake, it's my fairy godmother.
Yes, Donita. Oh, my dear, at last I've thought of the perfect request. If you don't want to marry him, ask for a dress made of butterfly wings. He'll never be able to grant it.
But, fairy godmother, I do want to marry him.
You're safe. I knew I'd think of something if...
What?
You want to marry King Carmen?
Oh, fairy godmother, really, maybe you'd better stop worrying about me. Everything's just about perfect now. I've found the prince I love, and...
Oh, is it true, princess?
Yes. Yes. So goodbye now, fairy godmother. I know you mean well, but really, if you'll just stop helping, I'm sure we'll live happily ever after.